Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have with us Margaret Sontag, and we're going to talk about a celebration coming up. So good morning to you, Margaret.
Good morning, LaVon.
An important event happening over in Brayton.
Yes, the Brayton Evangelical Lutheran Church is celebrating 50 years this Sunday. The church was dedicated on Reformation Sunday in 1961, and so we're having a rededication on Reformation Sunday in 2011.
Okay. So 1961, in some ways, that doesn't sound like very long ago to me. For some folks, of course, they weren't even around yet. But what were you doing in 1961?
Well, in 1961, I was in high school.
Okay. Was this your church?
Yes, it was. Actually, the Brayton Evangelical Lutheran Church was the culmination of two country churches. The Oak Hill Lutheran Church, which was west of Brayton, and the St. John's Lutheran Church, which was west of Exira. Now, the Oak Hill Church was organized in 1884 and dedicated in 1885. On October 4th in 1903, there were two men that were out of seminary that were ordained at the Oak Hill Church. One was Henrik Plambeck, and one was Valdemar Jensen. Now, Valdemar Jensen was becoming the pastor there at that time. Henrik Plambeck actually was my grandfather, and he became a pastor at Oak Hill several years later. St. John's was organized in 1895, and in 1945, they celebrated the 50th anniversary. And then in 1958, the two congregations decided that maybe they should merge and be one. They had shared a pastor all these years. It was always one pastor for the two churches.
Okay, so in this celebration that's coming up, I'm sure you have some special events planned and probably some kind of important people planning to attend.
Yes, we've invited all the former pastors and their families and former members who have moved away. We hope some of them will come back and join us. We're going to have our communion service at 10:45 Sunday morning, and at that service we will have a dedication of the wall behind the altar, and this was recently installed in memory of Marilyn Smith. And then following the worship service, there will be a potluck dinner in the church basement, and then at 2:00 there will be a service of rededication up in the church's sanctuary, and that's when we'll have greetings from former pastors and some music and things like that.
And a good time, because I'm sure this is going to be a social event. We're visiting with Margaret Sontag about the Brayton Evangelical Church 50th anniversary. Now, in 1961, I'm guessing there was a wedding there?
Yes, the first wedding in our church was Bertha Anderson, Daryl Schroeder wedding. And Bertha and Daryl live in Exira today. And they are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary.
I noticed that. I think it was announced at KJN and going, how appropriate is this?
Yes.
You know, it makes sense.
And the first baby baptized was Brian Hansen. And he's the son of Maynard and Enola Hansen of Wyota. And Brian lives in Oneida today.
Okay. Lots of us know the name Maynard Hansen. And happens to be a relative of yours?
Oh, yes. Maynard is my brother. And Brian would be my nephew.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So that's another reason for you especially to celebrate. But, you know, there'll be a lot of folks who have great reasons to celebrate as they look back in their past.
Yes. Some of the things that I was looking at when that could be of interest when I was getting this ready was the cost of the church. When it was built, the general contractor, the bill was $51,875. The plumbing and heating was $6,745. And the electrical work was $3,855. Now, imagine what that would be today.
Quite a lot more. Now, do you know, well, I'm assuming it was like the parishioners. How was the money raised in order to build the church? Did you find anything out about that?
They had some fundraisers, and I think they sold pies. The ladies baked pies and sold pies and all kinds of things to raise money for this endeavor, yes.
An important part of the community. And I'm guessing there was probably some donated labor and some of those kinds of things for finishing also.
Yes, there were a lot of the men in the congregation. I know there was one in particular that was a carpenter, and so he did a lot of that. And there was a lot of volunteer labor, too, going into it.
Have you ever done a cookbook?
No, we never have.
It's time, Margaret.
It must
I think
be.
It's time, yes.
Maybe for the 100th they can do that.
Won't be your job then, right?
No, it won't. I don't think I'll be around for the 100th one.
So the day, you know, it starts with a church service, and then if I maybe wasn't listening well, you have a meal at after the service?
Yes, we're having a potluck dinner after the service. We're actually providing the meat, and then people are going to bring vegetables and salads, desserts, types of things.
I'm guessing there might even be a pie or two.
I bet there is. We got some good pie bakers there.
Okay. Other kind of past history things that you'd like to share with us?
Well, there have been several organists in the churches, and the three congregations together, they were Marie Nelson Christensen, Eva Planbeck Hansen, who was my mother, Anna Hoig Hansen, Evelyn Nelson, LaVon Esbeck, and myself, and Sue Hoig. Now, my mother was the organist when the church was first began there in Brayton. She had been the organist in Oak Hill for several years. And then when she retired in the early 90s, Sue Hoig took over, and she is still the organist.
So there were some organists who put in a lot of years, who are still putting in a lot of years, dedicated to the church.
Yes, that's true, and we're very lucky to have Sue because she does a great job, and we don't have too many people that play the organ in our church. So.
But you do.
Yes, I do, but it's not my favorite thing to do.
I see. Sort of mom passed that down to you and said you should learn how to play the organ.
Well, yeah, I played, I substituted for her quite a bit, and I do substitute for Sue now and then, but not real often. Uh-huh. She's pretty dedicated.
So are there some other, you know, some memories that you have of special events or other kinds of things that happened at the church?
Well, between the time they decided to merge and we actually got the church built, we met in the Brayton Legion building, which is right south of Brayton. And the American Legion had offered the facility to us. And so we met there for two or three years before the church was actually built. And we got the new church, and that's way it's been ever since.
50 years, yes. Yeah. So then there must be I don't think they call them this anymore, ladies' aid group.
Yes, there is. The women of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, it's called, yes.
And probably doing, they're probably still baking pies for some reasons.
Yeah, they still are pretty active. They have a supper every year and do a lot of donating things, time, and money to different things.
Who is the current pastor?
The current pastor is Reverend Stephen Frock, and he's been with us for 22 years, so almost half of the time.
Interesting.
Pastor Joseph Seibert was there when we first, when the church was first new. He was just a new seminary student, and he was with us for several years, and he has now passed away, but then we had Leland Mulgard, Richard Solberg, David LeMaster, Robert Lang, Martin Reed, and John Emerson, and then Pastor Frock. And then a couple of times we were without a pastor for a period of time, and then Robert Fallgetter and Joe Anderson filled in at those times as our vice pastor.
So probably Stephen is the longest term of all, when you list off all of those changes, that Stephen has to be about the longest term.
Yes, yes, he has.
And a lot of people know Pastor Stephen Frock in other ways, and what a joy he is.
Yes, he is. And he actually serves three churches now. Hamlin and Brayton have been together for many years. And then just a couple of years ago, Exira has joined us, and now we're called the Nishna Valley Shared Ministry. And so he serves all three churches.
Busy, busy man, along with his yo-yo.
Yes.
I think a lot of people know him for that. But he, if anyone has ever gone to a service there, I mean, people outside of the church itself, a funeral, a wedding, and so on, they know that it's a wonderful church, and Stephen has done a wonderful job.
Yes, he has. And we have just gotten a new bell tower. We had a bell tower was put up when the church was first built, but it was wood, and it was getting kind of a little bit scary. So we have replaced that with a steel bell tower now, and that was just done this year. And that was paid for by the children of Harold and Olivia Hoig in memory of their parents.
Do you mention, you mentioned there's a wall that's going to be dedicated. Something special about that wall?
Well, it's behind the cross at the east end of the church, and it was just wood, and it wasn't real pretty. And Marilyn Smith always thought that should be changed. Well, she passed away, and so her family has gone ahead with her wishes, and we put a stone wall back there, and it's really quite attractive, and everybody should come and see it.
Yeah, exactly, and they should do that on the 30th of October, and starting the service starts at
10:45,
and followed by potluck.
Right, and then a program at 2 o'clock in the church. So if you can't make one or two, or make at least one of them, or all three if you'd like. Yeah.
Be a good time and great time to visit with folks. We want to thank you very much, Margaret Sontag, for visiting with us this morning. And here's a thought that's not a new one at all, but one that's kind of important. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.